So, Jason, you've been linked to a fight with Canelo Alvarez. If I go back when you turned professional, I think you mentioned Alvarez's name to me, that would be a target at some stage in your career, that you wanted to fight for a title, and you've seen him as being one of the top of the at the top of the tree down the line. It's edging closer, so it is. Maybe you might tell us how this scenario has come about in relation to a possible fight with the world number one.
Yeah, it's been, he's always been somebody that I've kept an eye on because he's always been the top of the tree since I turned professional. And he is the best man out there in boxing right now, not only in the middleweight or super middleweight division. He is the man in boxing right now. And, you know, to get in with that man and to share the ring with him, give him every ounce of heart and determination and power that I have, is going to be brilliant if I get the opportunity. But you know, it all came about that I got the phone call from my manager saying would I be interested in taking the Canelo Alvarez fight, and I was like, it kind of came out of the blue, and I was like, what? And he's like, would you take the Canelo Alvarez fight? And I goes, yeah. I goes, why was it offered? And he goes, yeah, Golden Boy just rang me, the fight has been offered to you. He says, it's not just you it's been offered to. There's been a few other fighters that the fight has been offered to. And the names will be put away then and to Canelo's camp. And they will mull it over and pick out whatever one suits best. So, you know, I think there was about five or six opponents at the start shortlisted for it, and I think it's down now to about two or three. So I'm one of those two or three now, and fingers crossed the fight can get made and we can go in and give Canelo hell.
Yeah, I'm sure there was delight when you got that call because, as you said, it came out of the blue, and you probably weren't expecting it at this stage, were you, Jason?
I knew, to be honest, I knew that I was going to have a big fight for my next fight. I wasn't sure who it was going to be, but Golden Boy had promised me a big fight for my next fight. And, you know, I was delighted with the news of that. And that was obviously partly, well, that was the reason why I pulled out of the Jack Cullen fight. Well, it's not really that I pulled out of that fight. I never had a contract. I never signed a contract for the Jack Cullen fight. It was in talks that the Jack Cullen fight was a big possibility. And then we obviously then had bigger things planned on the horizon.
Yeah. So realistically, what is the possibility now if you getting under the ring with Canelo?
1-3. Yeah. You know, I don't. I honestly don't know where we stand and who's first, second, or third on the list. You know, I'm not too sure on that there. But all I know is I'm one of three fighters, and you know, fingers crossed he can take me out as the challenge, and we can get in there and mix it up with the best in the world and give him absolutely everything I got.
Yeah, I don't want to put a dampener on it, but if it doesn't work out, Jason, at least you know now that maybe you're not going to be too far away from a possible bigger fight, since you know now that you are in the mix.
Yeah, 100%, you know, and that's looking at it realistically, because you know, when I got the call, of course, for a few hours, I was buzzing, thinking, Jesus, this would be unreal if I could get the Canelo fight. And next thing I know, I'm like, well, there's five or six other lads as well, probably the exact same as me. So, you know, I didn't get too excited about it. You have to take these things in your stride, and you know, you have to roll with the punches in this game. And the way that it is, look, if it happens, it happens. Brilliant. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It's not far away. You know, I will still be having a big fight in my next fight, and that could possibly lead then to a Canelo clash at the end of the year.
You mentioned Eddie Hearn and Jack Cullen earlier in the interview, and Eddie Hearn was talking a lot about Jason Quigley over a period of time, and then it didn't work out. Eddie Hearn is a respected promotions manager right across the world. He's involved in some of the biggest fights, but I think the manner in which his last, I suppose, discussion about you was questionable, so it was, Jason.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, he kind of says that he was baffled why I pulled out of the fight. As I said, firstly, I never signed a contract for the fight, so there was no fight to pull out of. it was more or less a kind of a gentleman agreement that the fight is a possibility. Would you take it? Yes, I would. There was no contract sent to me. There was no contract signed. And then he says he just couldn't understand how some fighters couldn't keep themselves in shape over lockdown. And that's the one that really got me. Like, Eddie Hearn isn't my promoter. He doesn't have the right to chat about me like that, because he has never dealt with, well, he's dealt with me once in a fight I fought in London, but not as my promoter. And, you know, I've never missed weight in my life. I've always come in on point. I have taken fights on a week's notice before, and, you know, I'm always in shape. And for him to come out and say and question my own professionalism, I think it just shows that he's a little bit unprofessional the way that he came out and says that, because a man of his intelligence in the game, you would think that he would understand that there's a lot of moving parts in the background. I've been calling for the Jack Cullen fight all lockdown. I've been training for it, ready for it. And, you know, to just all of a sudden not be available for that fight, obviously there's something going on in the background, you know what I mean? I think that Eddie was just a bit upset because he was the one that spoke about it so much, and he was the one that promised people the Cullen Quigley fight, and he wasn't able to stand by his word then. So I think that's why he was a little pissed and upset about that.
Yeah, was he maybe using you as a cover up for something else then?
Yeah, possibly, you know what I mean? But, you know, I had to bite my tongue at the time because, you know, I was pissed off. Like, you don't question another man's professionalism, especially mine, you know, because, you know, I'm one of the most professional boxers out there. I do everything right. I live clean. You know, I do everything by the book. And for him to come out and say that without any evidence, you know, I thought it was a little bit of a cheap shot, to be honest.
Yeah. Is the relationship damaged now between yourself and Eddie Hearn? Or is there a possibility that maybe later this year or early next year that there would be a chance of a Cullen fight again?
Well, there's no damage whatsoever. You know, it's this is business. These things happen. Do you know what I mean? Like, you have to leave your feelings outside of the bubble. You can't be bringing your feelings and emotions into business. And that's exactly what this is. You know, down the line, who's to say that I'm going to fight one of Eddie Hearn's fighters and everything will be grand again? It is, of course. You know, I just wasn't happy the way that he came out and said it. But I'm not going to turn around and say, oh, Eddie Hearn this, Eddie Hearn that. I'm just going to stand up for myself and say that I wasn't happy the way that he questioned my professionalism and everything like that. But this is business, you know what I mean? These things happen, things don't go to plan, but you don't go crying about it, you know what I mean? You get on with the job in hand, and if it comes that I'm going to be fighting on Eddie Hearn's carrot again at some stage, well, good, no problem. I'm not going to be falling out with him over the head of that or anything, you know. Yeah. This is business, these things happen, and, you know, there was... other things as well says about no room for Quigley on the Cullen fight card or Eddie Hearn's backyard and things like that. There, you know, like these things come out, but, you know, at the end of the day, there was plenty of room for me on that card. They wanted me on that card, but there's room for me on bigger cards in the future.
Okay, listen, we're going to park the whole Eddie Hearn matchroom thing for the moment. There's another focus here, and that's Canelo Alvarez. Listen, you're one of three that could possibly get this fight, so you have to be in a mindset that you're going to get it. What's Jason Quigley and Andy Lee at the moment with this in the mindset of Canelo possibly coming down the line? What are you guys doing together?
Oh, like, you know, this is... this is a massive fight, and, you know, obviously be the biggest and maybe the biggest ever of my boxing career if it comes off. So, you know, you have to look back at where Canelo was weak in previous fights, where he got beat, obviously, by Floyd Mayweather. Fights that were close that some people thought that Canelo was beat in, the likes of Canelo versus Lara, where I made my pro debut. And then you have the fight against Amir Khan, where he was probably getting beat every round up until he knocked him out. So you have to look at these things. Canelo can't really deal too well with movers that like to box on the back foot and pick single shots here and there. Canelo likes to get in there. He likes to let his shots go. He doesn't really let too many shots go when he does let them go. He likes to let just maybe one or two big, hard, heavy shots go. But Canelo, look, he's a top-class operator, and you're going to need the performance of your life to get in there and to take the victory away from him. I know if this fight comes off, I'll be going into that fight a big underdog. But whenever I come out of that fight, I'll tell you one thing, that Canelo Alvarez knows everything about Jason Quigley from the hills of Donegal.
Yeah. Are you hitting that bag in the shed harder these days, are you?
Oh, 100%. I had to get a few new chains on it. I lifted it off. It's what I did.
That's a strange preparation. I know I spoke to you before in lockdown, and you sort of had to alter the way you were doing things. But it's something that you embraced, and are you enjoying the type of training that you're doing in lockdown, Jason?
Yeah, 100%. You know, it was enjoyable training. It was something new. It was something different. It was very old school. It was very Rocky-like. And, you know, maybe it's all coming together, because this is kind of like a Rocky story. Whenever Rocky Balboa got the shot at Apollo Creed, you know, he got the shot. People underestimated him. He was an underdog, but he came in there and gave Apollo hell for leather. And look where he went. I know it's a movie, like, but look where he went on to from there. But do you know what I mean?
I'm going to ask you, you're running around after chickens like Rocky was doing.
No chickens yet, but could very possibly happen in the future. But training's been going great. And I've been back up with Andy now his last few weeks as well. We've actually been working on tactics and everything already for a Canelo fight. So, you know, fingers crossed it can get made. We can go in there and we can give it one hell of a rattle and put Donegal and Ireland on the map.
Yeah, I really hope it works out, Jason. We've all got our fingers crossed that this is going to happen for you. Many thanks again for talking to us.
100%, actually. No problem at all. Anytime.
And the best of luck in the coming weeks.
Good, man. Appreciate it, Ashton. Cheers.